Hi everyone. So I'm going to look at some stories that have interested me in the last few days. Now, first of all, the US continues to boom. So the US compared to Europe and many parts of the world, the economy is going from strength to strength. Now, as I've said many times before, this doesn't automatically mean the US stock markets will outperform European and other markets. I'm going to come to that later. But I think it does show that the crisis from COVID wasn't as severe as first believed. Now, don't get me wrong, the stimulus was higher this time compared to 2008 and 2009, but the recovery has actually been quicker than during the 2008-2009 financial crisis. So US unemployment now is back to where it was in, I think, about 2015-16. You know, it took the US 2 or 3 years to recover from 2008-2009, but this time it's taken about a year. So what we could see is some of those stock markets and indeed individual stocks and sectors that are dependent on the traditional economy start to do well. However, what I think is also interesting about this is as more economies open up, I think we'll really start to see a divergence. We'll see those people who want to get back to what they were doing beforehand. But by the same token, I think some people are going to be a bit afraid about going to bars and clubs and restaurants and cafes too much. Because let's face it, like 9/11, for about 3 or 4 years afterwards, people were always afraid whenever there was any kind of event that could be the so-called next 9/11. I think this time, whenever there's a new variant or whenever there's a new form of virus around the world, and there's always new ones, people are going to say, oh, is this the next COVID? Are we going to get locked down again? Should we not travel now because there might be new lockdowns in 2022, 2023 or whatever? So I think it'll take a good 3 or 5 years for people to stop fearing this. But more than that, I do think long term, no matter what happens with COVID, we were already moving into the digital world anyway. So this is not going to really affect that. COVID has just pressed the fast forward button really on what was already happening. But I do think this year we could see some of those sectors recovering, and there's a lot of pent-up demand. People do want to still travel. People do still want to go to restaurants and bars and nightclubs and whatever. But the way business is done, I think, has been changed forever. Talking about changes, many expats are leaving Saudi and the Middle East more generally. And I think this is part of a longer and larger trend whereby countries are trying to localize their workforce. So I think if you're an expat in the region, you have to prepare for localization. You have to put in the financial plans needed. I think this situation will only increase. Having said that, with the opening up of Saudi, I think there'll be more people who want to live in Saudi compared to before, because traditionally people would live in the UAE and they would just trip into Saudi. But I think that could change with all of these reforms that are being made locally in the country. But nevertheless, people can't rely on the old-fashioned expat model in the region. So planning is quite important in that regard. And also, talking about existing trends, the Chinese government is getting very strict on Alibaba, as they have been for months. They've now fined them 2.8 million or billion, should I say, US dollars, or the equivalent in Chinese yen, 18.2 billion Chinese yen. And I think this is part of an existing trend where the state is getting stronger in China. They're showing who is the boss. They don't want private companies to get too big, too powerful. And I think this is going to be a warning to the tech sector. But this kind of brings me back full circle to my original story about the US. A lot of people now are saying, oh, European markets and Asian markets are looking so undervalued compared to the US. And that's true. Emerging markets and European markets, their Cape-Shiller ratios, you know, the Cape ratio, is now at levels which the US markets have only touched twice in 30 years. In human terms, that means that they're looking undervalued, right? If you take the, the revenues and all the kind of financial data of these companies and divide it by the market capitalization, it looks very undervalued no matter where you look at CAPE ratios, ROP, P/E ratios, price to earnings ratios. It looks very undervalued compared to the US stock market. However, markets are not always efficient, but they're not stupid. If the Chinese stock markets are looking undervalued, or the British stock markets or whatever, we also have to remember, though, the markets are pricing in risk. And we're seeing with this last story, one risk of China in a one-party state is that they go after private companies like Alibaba. So I think I can remember in 2016, 2017, so many people left US markets after Trump got elected because they thought, oh, Trump's getting elected. And, you know, US markets have beaten European markets and global markets for years now, maybe close to a decade. It's not going to last forever. 5 years later, US markets in general have outperformed our markets. Now, I'm not going to say it's going to last forever. I'm merely saying that jumping from market to market based on the news and valuations is very risky. It's better to stick to a plan, be long-term and so on. So if you do it that way, it doesn't matter if the US stock markets beat the European stock markets in the next 5 years or vice versa. Just keep to a plan, because the last thing you want to do is keep going from market to market. Yes, you can adjust, you can rebalance and things like that. But I think there's going to be a lot of noise in the next few months about how the US stock market looks so overvalued compared to other stock markets. But that doesn't automatically mean the US stock markets are going to have a bad 10 years or 5 years, and European stock markets and UK markets are going to have a great 10 years. Eventually, I'm sure these underperforming stock markets versus the US will have their time in the sun, like they did from 2000 until 2006, for example, in China. And also during various moments, European stock markets have beaten US stock markets. But nevertheless, you're getting my point that we shouldn't be complacent and just look at things like valuations and so on, because there are so many unknown variables that the market could be considering that we just should be diversified long term, have access to the world's assets, and we'll do fine.